Greater Northern Raiders coach Tim Coyle's on the line. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren.
How are you going? You're on the road there.
I am, mate. I'm on the way to Hobart.
Okay. So, you've got to come back tomorrow because you got a two-day game. Raiders playing Clarence. Now, it's actually both days back-to-back, Saturday, Sunday at UTAS.
Yeah, that's correct, which will be great to be out at UTAS Stadium. It's our first game there this year, so we've been training out there and the ground's now available for us, so we're looking forward to the Saturday-Sunday fixture. A bit of a different feel to it going back-to-back, but it should be a good game.
Yeah, well, every time I've been there, it's always had a really nice, flat, even wicket. Is that still the same?
It should be. There is a new dropping wicket in the stadium now, so sort of increased the number of drop-ins to three. So I believe we're on the new one, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays. I'm sure it'll be good. The wickets are specifically prepared for T20 cricket, which we know normally are pretty flat. So, look, at the end of the day, mate, we played on a great wicket at the NTCA last week, scored a lot of runs. Hopefully we can do the same thing again.
Yeah, so before we get to the Clarence game, so, yeah, you scored 504, I think it was, declared, double centuries to two players, and then Doolan came in for South Hobart. Sandy Bain did the same.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary game of cricket with three double hundreds in a two-day game. That's an amazing performance with the bat. And again, it probably shows just how good the wicket was. But look, Alex was very good. We gave ourselves a chance. Obviously, the goal of a Stepien partnership was unbelievably good. And then gave ourselves 7 hours to get 10 wickets, basically, and we just couldn't quite prize out the last couple. We had a couple of little half chances, but Alex was outstanding. He batted most of the day, and he was the thorn in our side in the end. But anyway, it was good to watch a player of his quality go about his business.
Yeah. All right, so a draw in that game. So Clarence this weekend. So I'm just looking at their list there. Allenby and Jones, I think, have both scored centuries so far this season.
Yep. Yeah, so both good players. So look, they certainly won't be easy. Hopefully, we've got a little bit of an advantage being at home at UTAS. We come off the last game with hopefully a little bit of confidence, and we do lose Braden Stepien. He's gone back to Melbourne now to go back to Premier League cricket in Melbourne. So, look, we brought Sam Omani back in from Devonport Cricket Club, who scored some runs last week and gives us another option with the ball.
Yeah, okay, so Sam's going to your team this weekend. Good for him. And, well, you mentioned Stepien going back to Victoria. So what's the story with Evan Gulbis? When does he go back?
He plays this week. Everything goes to plan. I think Premier League cricket in Melbourne will probably start on the 28th. So if he can, he'll go back. But it does still depends a little bit on the quarantine situation when he returns back to Launceston where he lives.
Right, okay. So that's Saturday and Sunday at UTAS, two-day game. And then the week after, you're into some T20 games. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. We start the T20 series. So that's in Hobart. We play two games in a day in the first round. So it's a pretty hectic schedule, but at the end of the day, that'll be good as well. A few of the Hurricanes players will be, or I think most of the Hurricanes players will be playing at some stage when they can. So it'll be pretty fierce competition. So we'll be having a look at our T20 makeup next week. Hopefully, we can find the players that will suit that game. But the first thing first, let's get this two-day game out of the way against Clarence and hopefully get some points on the board.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Women's team have the weekend off by this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, they do. They've got a weekend off in the Premier League, but there's quite a bit of cricket for on this weekend around club cricket and representative cricket, so they're all still playing, just not with the Raiders program this week.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.
All right, Tim Coyle, coach of the Greater Northern Raiders.